This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. We made it. It's a Friday before divisional playoff weekend in the NFL, billed as the best NFL football weekend there is because the teams on bye are back in action. And this year, especially with these matchups and these quarterbacks and these teams that we've seen dominate all year long. Of course, more on the Jets hire of Adam Gase after the hire happened the previous night. It sort of calmed down yesterday after the Jet fan basically threw up all their negative emotions. And now it's sort of, all right, we're stuck with the guy. Let's see where it goes from here. But it is a football Friday, and those are dwindling. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing good now, Gio. So what comes now for Adam Gase are all the people that are supportive of him in the world of football. So obviously, Tony Romo has put his stamp of approval on it. His former head coach, who he worked with out in Denver and in Chicago, John Fox, put his stamp on it. Sam Darnold came out and basically said, I can't wait to score a lot of points with Adam Gase. So Adam now all of a sudden is getting a lot of support from NFL personnel types and ex-coaches and analysts and players.
Blow it out an ass.
Well, there you go. So one thing I will say, and I think John Fox said it for all of us to see because he worked with them the longest. Look, the guy's got a personality. He's got a fire in his belly, and he's gonna push. And I would think that if you are a Jet fan, considering what you just came out of, compared to what you're about ready to go into, it's the complete opposite. And that's usually what happens. You had a kind of a quiet, easygoing defensive coordinator that lost, or came in last place in three straight years in the division. You could talk about the personnel you want. That's part of it, of course. Or now you have this offensive guy who's young, who's going to be in the face of his players and is basically going to drive them hard in practice. So the more I think about it, the more I'm okay with it. I mean, I know that there are a lot of Jet fans, including our very own Joe Beningo, who really wanted Mike McCarthy. But what he doesn't understand, or what I don't know, or what none of us know, only the people that were involved in it do know, what was the agent demanding? What did he want? What were they willing to give him? How long were they willing to go with him? How much did they want to pay him? You know, all of these things add up. And I don't know the answers to those things, but I do know that when I read about what John Fox has now said about Adam Gase, that's exactly who I thought this guy was, and I think it's exactly what the Jets need. I don't know what else to tell you. He's 40 years old. He's offensive. The quarterback wants him. A lot of people around the league are supporting it, and he's got an attitude. And guess what, Jet fans? You're going to have a coach with an attitude and also the work ethic background to put the time and effort in to hopefully hold your team accountable.
Yeah, and that's something with the Jets. We just saw Chris Herndon, the rookie tight end, get involved in a DUI. They've had some off-the-field stuff that's gone on. They've had guys like Tremaine Johnson not showing up. There's just been stuff that's been going on with the Jets that Adam Gase, when that same type of stuff would happen in Miami,
goodbye,
he would send guys out of
that's,
there.
That's right.
Is another check in his column. Now, you know, one thing about, and I love Joe and Evan, and I worked with them, and they still remain very, very close people to me in this building and friends.
But
these guys will not listen to the other side of the Adam Gase thing. Whether it's us, whether it's anybody out in the newsroom, Brian Costello, who of The Post comes on yesterday, a totally reasonable take, but look at this, I don't want to hear it. Don't give me this. Don't give me that. I don't want to hear it. You know, it's for what reason don't you want to hear? This guy is hired to help your team win. Like, now you have to be on his side. So how about looking for some of the positive reasons to make yourself feel better about it, as opposed to, well, that can't be right because I hate this guy. Like, why is all the negative side of it have to be right about him because you didn't want him to be the head coach? But then let me dismiss every morsel of positivity out of this thing because I hate him, right? I mean, that to me is nuts. Like, even with my negativity with my teams, I'm willing to be convinced about a new guy. Like, if it's the same people, it's tough for me to get convinced because I've seen it with my team. It's the same guys. I wouldn't be able to convince Todd Bowles was going to go win a Super Bowl as a Jet head coach, any Jet fan, because I didn't believe it. Everybody saw it. But we don't know what the hell Adam Gase is going to be. So if we're providing these positive things, listen to it. It's not just making it up.
Don't you have better things to do with your time than this nonsense?
I mean, you know, Brian Costello goes, listen, you guys are, you have your opinion about it, and you're not going to listen to mine, and you're not going to listen to the other side of it.
Then why even come on and talk to them? I mean, like, I don't understand. Like, why are you asking somebody to come on to deliver his take on something, and then you say, I'm not listening? It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. And look, I love the passion. I love the fire. Look, Evan was a guy who was watching the draft without a shirt on and decided to videotape himself or video himself
right,
watching the pick of Sam Darnold. We got it. We did it. So I get the passion.
I want to rip my shirt off.
Well, yeah.
I totally get the passion. And I understand the negative take on things. And you know, this is part of being the Jet head coach. Welcome to the world of the very loud, very negative Jet fan. I'm sorry. Not all Jet fans feel this way, but there is a large portion of them that do. I don't know if it's the majority or not. It's the more you think about it, the more it makes sense, especially when you start looking at what other teams are doing and who they're hiring.
Right? I hate you. I hate you.
And the dearth of candidates that are out right there. Yeah, okay, Mike McCarthy is the guy that you wanted. But again, I don't know what he and his agent were expecting from Christopher Johnson and the Jets. I don't have the answer for that. But I do know that when Adam Gase came in, he had a plan. He had a way about him that struck the owner. The owner will tell you himself whenever they decide to have their press conference, but he struck the owner. He struck the owner that he had the passion to be the leader of the Jet fan base, you know, the Jet fandom and team and organization. And that's exactly what the owner was looking for, and he was struck by that.
Kaka?
So good for Adam Gase, and now only time will tell. Only the performance will tell us as to whether or not he's the right guy.
Yeah, and it's something else I heard too is, oh, he's going to be on a short leash. He's got to win right away now because the fan base doesn't like him. Bull crap. This guy's going to get, now with the details of the deal out last night, I know that he agreed to a deal. I saw Jeff Darlington tweet that out. It's probably everybody else is getting 4 years option with five. So let's say he gets 4 years. You're telling me Christopher Johnson, who's a forgiving owner, a guy who said firing Todd Bowles was the hardest thing he ever had to do, gets wowed by a guy in Adam Gase and is going to fire him after a 5-11, 6-10 year? That's not going to happen. So if you're rooting for the Jets to go out and have another bad year because you think Adam Gase is going to pummel them into the ground for 3 years, that's not happening either. So like this whole... So yesterday was, and I asked many questions about Mike McCarthy, and I don't know if I'll ever get those answers. Yesterday was the day for that. You know, now I think this is your coach, right? This is your coach. Your quarterback is excited about it. The people in the front office, whether you can't stand them or not, they're excited about it. Your owner, whether you think he's competent or not, they're excited about it. So this is now your team, your future. So you got to get on board. That's the way I look at it. If you really care about that team winning, enough with the I can't believe they screwed it up again, because you can't see the future. You don't know.
It makes me nuts. That guy's an ass.
You know, the amazing thing is that we don't know what goes on in these 32 buildings. We don't know why Steve Wilks, after 1 year, gets fired by the Arizona Cardinals. You have no idea. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. I would think that the NFL, and looking through what is kind of unique hiring cycle that's going on right now with the guys that are getting opportunities, are looking for young, hungry, workaholic head coaches. That's what they're looking for. They're not really looking for the old retreads that are going to mail it in and just kind of collect the paycheck and do it the old way. The old way of the NFL, where you could just stand on the sideline and throw the football out there and let the guys play, well, that's been gone for 20 years. And Belichick has proven that. because, you know, he's the one that has a thinking man's football team. They think, they scheme, they look for players that can play multiple positions without any interruption in their game where they overthink the game and they can't use their abilities to go play the game. This whole notion of hiring a guy just because you think he was somewhat successful as a coordinator somewhere is kind of going out the window in terms of the older coach. The younger coach, it's a different story. I think a lot of teams are looking to make a splash with the younger coach. Now, I was a part of that in Cincinnati when they hired Sam Weish. He was a younger coach at the time. He was an out-of-the-box thinker, and we had a lot of success for the first 6 or 7 years together. And I think a lot of teams are trying to recreate that. That's what it looks like to me with Cliff Kingsbury, with Zach Taylor. It looks like he's going to be hired by the Bengals. You know, that's what they want with Freddie Kitchens up in Cleveland, and that's certainly where the Jets are trying to go, I think, with Adam Gase. But Adam Gase has one thing all those other guys don't have, and that's NFL head coaching experience, which is a valuable tool when you're putting a team together and standing in front of a team.
Yeah, so the thought process and some of the Adam Gase haters that are out there will say, well, you know, I prefer Adam Gase if he hadn't gotten another job right away, because you see some of these other guys that have success.
Like Mangini going to Cleveland, right?
Meaning Mangini, right. So from the Patriots to the Jets, from the Jets to Cleveland, like Rex Ryan went from the Jets right to the Bills.
Yes.
But there's other guys who, for example, Belichick himself will go and, you know, he had a coordinator going back to Bill Parcells' position underneath Bill Parcells before he ended up getting the Patriot job again to have that time. I don't know if that matters or not. You know, I don't know how much of this history in the NFL has something to do with what's going to happen with Adam Gase. Do you think that him having a coordinator job for, let's say, 2 years in between jobs is going to make him that much better of a head coach as opposed to going straight from the Dolphins to the Jets? I mean, do you think that that is something that Jet fans, that's a legitimate concern, or something that is sort of made up because of all these examples?
No, I think every instance of stuff like this is an instance all into itself. It's not tied to anything else. What it's really tied to in this case is a second-year quarterback. And you have to hope that you're going to get what Nagy brought to the Chicago Bears. You're going to hope that you get what McVay brought to the LA Rams, where they have young quarterbacks that are coming out of bad systems, now are going into their systems, and they're finding their game, and they're becoming the reason why the team is winning as opposed to protecting him and why they're not winning. So that is exactly the blueprint of what you're hoping for. So if they would have hired John Harbaugh or Mike McCarthy, the next question is, who's the offense coordinator? That's all anybody would have wanted to know. This, in a sense, is you're hiring your head coach and your offensive coordinator, and essentially this head coach has 3 years of coaching experience. So I think you're getting the best of both worlds if you take Mike McCarthy out of the equation.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Right. And now, you know, it's funny because, you know, yesterday was spin day from certain people. So you have this stuff about McCarthy and the Packers and how
they
you
were
know,
complacent.
Yeah, you complacent, and he wasn't holding anybody accountable, which is stuff that you heard about Aaron Rodgers, but then it was like, oh, is the rest of the locker room wasn't holding accountable? And then everybody on the Adam Gase side came out, and Adam Gase is great, and I worked with him, and the guy was awesome. So, like, now all those things are going on.
Of course.
You know, whereas if it was the other way around and Gase was the more popular candidate and McCarthy had gotten hired, you would have heard people say this, well, Adam Gase couldn't handle locker room, Adam Gase couldn't do this and that and this and whatever. I mean, you know, none of it matters, really. I mean, really, none of it matters, because Adam Gase and the Jets, that marriage has not happened. You hadn't stepped to that building and talked to those players yet. I mean, what happened in Miami was a situation unique to the situation that he has here with the Jets. So, I mean, I don't know. I'd much rather have a guy who's been through it in the division as opposed to somebody who was Sean McVay's quarterback coach, or this guy's going to be the next Sean McVay, this guy, you know. I mean, Adam Gase before Sean McVay was Sean McVay, right? I mean,
yes,
he was. So it's
just
amazing to me. We got to search for this guy, this young guy.
And Adam Gase was that guy. Now that guy comes with 3 years of head coaching experience, albeit not in the greatest environment, it sounds like, down in Miami. You know, it's interesting that Mark Murphy came out with the Green Bay Packers and said we got complacent. I know exactly what he's talking about, because complacency is laziness. It's, you know, you go to work, you kind of figure you got the Hall of Fame quarterback, you're kind of going through the it's the perception that you're going through the motions.
He's lazy.
And that's why I think a lot of these, with the exception of Bruce Arians, which is going to be really interesting to see how that thing plays out down there in Tampa. But, you know, why most, I think most coaches want young, eager coaches to try to prove themselves. That's what it seems like this hiring cycle is all about. That, to me, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody is reaching down trying to get the next young guy to tap that guy because everybody – I mean, Sean McVay right now is the person that everybody wants. That's what it is.
And that's why I think there's an enormous amount of pressure on him and his team to beat the Dallas Cowboys this week because, you know, with all these great things that they're doing offensively and Jared Goff and all this stuff and Todd Gurley and Brandon Cooks and we got this guy, we got that guy, and we got Aaron Donald – you know what? Quite frankly, they haven't won a playoff game. You know, it's kind of like Nagy in Chicago. He's supposed to be this offensive guru. They scored 15 points in a game.
Well, this is their first foray, sort of like the Rams was the first foray last year. I mean, the Rams now going back, having a bye, having some of the wins that they had this year. I mean, now it's really – and they ended the season on, you know, not the greatest of notes. You know, Todd Gurley was out a couple of those games, and it seems like he's going to be close to 100% going into this game against a very, very tough Dallas defense. But, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of pressure on him. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much – like, the Cowboys go out there and win. You know, does some of the bloom come off the Sean McVay rose, right?
It will, but I still think people respect him and people like him and people think that he knows football. At the end of the day, it comes down to one thing only, and that is how the players are going to play in that game.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to be calling the plays. He's got to be fearless. He can't, you know, you'll know pretty quickly whether or not he's going to be aggressive. That's his nature, so I would expect him to be that way. But the Cowboys, I would imagine, there's one focus for them, and that is to keep Todd Gurley under 100 yards. You know, if they can do that, then they can win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.